Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, panties off. Fellas, hold something long and thick. It's time for Wet Wednesday.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm going to say happy Wednesday, but it ain't Wednesday. It's Thursday, so happy Thursday, you guys. Happy 2015. Welcome to the very first show in 2015. We have missed you guys, definitely missed you guys, but we are glad to be back on. Let me welcome my partner in crime, Small Change.
What's going on, Happy New Year, everybody. Good to be back, man. Yes, it is. 2000. I'm kind of giddy over there. I done had me something to drink. I done had me some Remy Martin.
XO. So yeah, I'm feeling a little nice over here. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm sipping on a little 1800 myself. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 1800.
You know, that's how we do it. Sipping on that little blueberry.
On the blueberry.
The blueberry.
All right. So you guys, let me go ahead and give you, you know, welcome to the show. You know, me and Small Change, you know, we are back. Now, this show is normally on Wednesday night, but we had to reschedule this week for Thursday. So we are back. Happy 2015 to you. And let's get ready to get this show on the road. Now, if you want to listen to the show online, you can do so at www.blogtalkradio.com/ELAVASC. And if you'd like to listen via the phone, you can do call into area code 347 426 1-800-875-6673. And if you have a question or a comment, what we need you to do is press the number 1, and that is going to alert Small Change in I that you have a question or a comment that you want to come on and chat with us. You know, we love that. Also, if you are an international caller and you want to call into the show, you all you have to do is dial into the U.S. country code and then dial 347-426-3673. Then you can come into the show that way. You can also Skype into the show. Yes, so there are several ways that you can connect with us tonight. Also, the chat room is open, so if you want to join us over there, you can do so also. Now, tonight's show will be about 30 to 45 minutes. It's just depending. Like I said, I didn't have something to drink. And, you know how it is. You know how it is, but we want to welcome you guys. We definitely want to welcome you guys. Now, tonight's show, is there is rules to this shit. Yeah, that's what I said. There's rules to this shit.
I like that. Did you say there's rules to this shit?
There's rules to this shit, yes. And the shit I am talking about, the shit I am talking about is if you are a side chick, or a side guy, you know. But can a guy be a side guy? I mean, can you even refer to a guy as a side guy? You know.
Well, let's just say secondary. Or could be
secondary. Yeah, because most of the time, you know, women don't people don't refer to the guy as a side guy. Usually, the side chick.
Well, usually it's the first string, second string, because you know how women they have. Some women and some guys that, you know, serve different things. So, you know, it's all good.
You know, I was doing a lot of research. Actually, this topic came up. It came up from a listener that listens to the show every now and then, and wanted to talk about the rules. You know, want to talk about being a side chick, the rules of it, you know, and it's so different. It is so different from when, I guess when I was coming up, it wasn't cool to be, you wanted to be the main chick, you know, you wanted to be the main chick, you know, the main guy, but you know, especially women, but nowadays, it is looked upon as being a cool thing, you know. You look at the shows like Scandal, which, God, we love. Don't we love Scandal? Just love Scandal.
Scandal is hot.
I mean, you know, with Olivia Pope, you look at the Housewives, the different Housewives show.
God,
and
I'm sick of that stuff.
Most of them are not even... most of them are not even wise. You know, most of them, they're not even wise. They side chicks, and, you know, but it's kind of a, you know, kind of a celebrated thing. You know, it's just different from years ago when I was, you know, coming up. You know, a thing that you know, people kept that discreet. If you were a side person, it was more discreet. Now it's out there. It's crazy. You know,
You got to remember also too, being that your boy, I'm old school, so you got to go back further than that with grandma and granddad, you know, because granddad always had a side chick, but granddad knew that he had to take care of home, you know, before he could get to that side chick, you know what I'm saying? And grandma, she'd give him a pass because if the rent is paid, the food is in the refrigerator. If things is happening, you know, granddad, he gonna go out and do his thing. You know, just grandma, he done greased grandma palm too, and got the kids taken care of. Hey, but see, now that game, you know, it doesn't exist anymore. You know what I'm saying? So But that's how they used to do it, the old players back in the days, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and talking about a guy being a side guy, he don't really care unless long as you giving him some ass. That dude, he cool. He cool. I'm sure he's fucking somebody else, but he's cool with that. Just give him some ass now and then. He ain't tripping about being another guy. You know, he don't care. He ain't, you know.
You gotta remember also too, you know, see, it's the deal that you make before you start the situation. You know, like my daddy always told me, he said, son, always remember what position are you playing? Are you the honey man or are you the money man? You know what I'm saying? And see, that's where the game's getting fucked up now, because the simple fact, nobody's telling the position that we're playing. And see, that's why I like, you know, women up north, at least women up north, they straight up with it. Hey, listen,
yeah.
All I need you to do is pay a bill. Nigga, you can hit it every now and then. But, nigga, when you see me, you know, act like you don't know me. You know what I'm saying? So he understood what he was there for. He was there to pay that bill, keep them, whatever, the cable bill, whatever it may be. She get with him every now and then. You know what I'm saying? He knew his position. So he knew what's going on.
But now, Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to butt in. I know you was staying apart. I was looking down, because you know I'm always doing research. It's all kind of stuff out there. But you know, let's talk about some of the rules. Let's talk about a couple things and small change. You know, hey, please. I know you know people, you got friends. You know, let's just talk about some of the rules if you decide you're going to be a side person, side chick or whatever, you know, especially for women, because most of the time it is women. You can't be calling this man anytime that you want to. You just can't do it. As small change was saying back in the day, you know, they knew to play the role. So you got to know your fucking role. You know, that you the side chick.
Know your position.
You know, so you can't be calling this man all times a night expecting, you know, he got a wife or somebody else expecting for him to talk to you. No, sweetie, you're the side chick. But you can't be doing that. You shouldn't be expecting this man to leave his wife. I don't know what it is with so many women that feel like. I'm gonna put this good pussy on. I'm gonna make him leave his. I'm gonna put this good pussy on. I'm gonna make him leave his wife.
Exactly.
There's so much pussy out here these days. It's plentiful. Yeah. It's so much. They just giving it away. So
she got the snapping turtle and the skeeting turtle. Ooh-wee. He might leave.
Yeah, but think about this though. Think about this. If he do leave, would you really want him? I know I wouldn't. I mean, the same thing that he's doing to her, he gonna do that shit to you.
Of course, the cycle continues. The main thing is, like you said, a lot of people, they do different things for different reasons. Whatever it may be, it's normally what a man's not getting at home. You know what I'm saying? He'll get out in the street. You know what I'm saying? But then also, too, what the man don't understand, sometimes you get caught up out there. And
right.
you got to weigh the situation. You know, weigh the odds, you know. Is it gonna worth me losing my family just for a piece of ass? It's, you know, or, you know, if she understands the game, she knows the position, you know. When I hit you on the back phone, you know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Maybe once a week, we might meet once a month, you know what I mean? Play your position. Because a lot of women out here, they're testing, you know what I'm saying? They're hitting this wife up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? You know,
Man,
you know,
listen.
Put little snippets out there, making a man life, you know.
When she knew what it was, when she got with him, she knew what it was, but she tried to change what it was.
Yeah, well, that's why he should, if he's about that type of thing, he should have set up a situation with her. Hey, listen, I'm going to get with you every now and then, hit you off a few dollars, we have some fun. You go your way, I go mine. You know what I'm saying? When I need you again, I got your number. Keep it plain and simple.
This is the thing. This is one thing I've never understood. The side chick that decides she's going to have a baby by this dude, this married guy. It's like, you know, why? Why you want to have this side baby and put this child through what it's going to go through?
Let's face it, Miss Kitty, let's face it. We can put five women in the room. And believe me, out of them five women, two of them women are going to have a problem with each other. You know what I'm saying? I really don't understand how that is, but it's just like that. And women, some women, they had a tendency where they forget about the dude, and now it's against probably hating on the wife. Because perhaps maybe what she got, you know what I'm saying? She got the nice house. She has the nice car. She has the family. You know what I'm saying? And the side chick maybe doesn't have that. She probably, you know, she's not living like she really wants to live or whatever and things like that. But she definitely wants to tear the wife down. Why? You know, I wouldn't know because I'm not a woman and I don't know what the situation may be, but it's crazy. The game's
you have some men, I've seen it. I've actually seen it. You don't see it most of the time. It is women, but you have a man that's the side man that will try to tear up the home. You know, I've seen. You know, but it was stupid for the woman to allow, you know, she shouldn't have allowed him in be fucking in the house.
Gain,
I mean, that's some
that, gain all that control, yeah.
That shit ever. I mean, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it away from the house. But I've seen it where, the, you know, they go do their thing and the dude goes in and take pictures on that, in the man's bed and kitchen in the bathroom and stuff, and then, like you said, Facebook is a motherfucker. They're going to post them on Facebook. What do you see?
Well, even remember when I told you about the situation where a friend of mine got the videotape of his wife with, you know, her lover. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And he wanted to kill the guy. I mean, but if you looked at it, seen the tape, she looked like she was enjoying what she was doing. But this is the killer. He said she wasn't doing that to him. But she's doing it to somebody else, and you got the tape. And just like I told him,
women and fucker, I mean, if you go on the news and Google just, it's crime, I guess it would be like a crimes of passion. Look and see how many of those are from men killing women. You know, catching women with their side guys. And this other week, there was a story. Go ahead.
But it happened here. Some domestic dude actually shot the guy in the groin, made him strip, and the whole nine, you know, which was crazy. You know, but like you said, you know, like a passion.
Yeah.
It got to the point where, you know, like, hey, he wasn't going to let her go, and he wasn't going to let nobody else have her. and shoot the brother.
Yeah.
This
particular story I saw, it was she was working with this guy, and I guess the car was her husband, but he called her fucking a guy in his car, and he killed her. You know, it says, you know, men take that. We discussed that a couple weeks ago. You know, men just look at it different. You know, women have the tendency where they forgive, but that man, he got his feelings into it, he's ready to kill. It's different.
You know, we got some sisters, some women that do the same thing also, too, you know. They get brothers back. Look at old girl when she cut through the joint off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you got some sisters out here.
People are calling for that. What was that woman's name? I can't even think of it. Bobby. Oh, she was applauded all over the world for cutting that man's dick off. She was.
I'm not even gonna tell that story about my sister. I retract that.
Now you gotta tell it.
I can't put it out on front street like that. But I knew a friend that his wife super glued his shit to his leg while he was sleeping.
Super glue it. Oh, my goodness. That's some cold.
That's cold blooded. Straight to the doctor. You know? But the fact of the matter is, it's like you said, it's a cold to this shit. You know what I'm saying? And the fact of the matter, nobody really is using the cold. Because, you know, everybody is really about themselves. You know what I mean? Sometimes people, you know, they had a tendency to want a little bit more than they really need. And then once they get into it, and it's so deep, now it's like you're trying to take care of two homes. And it's not going to work. I done been there. And, you know, I'm speaking of this on experience for me. I can't speak to nobody else. But I'd have done it. And
how was you said it was hard for trying to take care of two women? Dealing with two women is, I'm sure that's a motherfucker.
Oh, man. It's crazy. You know? Because now, I mean, look at the time that you have in a day. Okay, let's say we got 24 hours in one day. You know, and you trying to juggle two. Yeah. Even one of the singers said it ain't easy to do. And you're absolutely right. Everybody has different needs. Everybody has, you know, it's just, you know, just be straight up. You know, you probably come out better being straight up. You know, baby.
It's always being better straight up. Now, we're going to touch on some points. You know, we touched on some of these earlier, but we probably will probably touch on them a little, maybe one or two a little bit more. Now, these are some ways that you can tell that you are the side chick or the side guy. Most is toward women, though, you know. So let's talk about a couple of those things. See, every time, and you can chime in, of course, you know, chime in, small change, because you got some experience, and chime in. A couple things I wrote down. You know, every time you call his phone, it goes straight to voicemail. Every time, and when you ask him about it, you know, ask him about why he didn't answer your call. He tells you he didn't get no, he can't get good reception. It's always his phone
baby,
don't get.
I got a cricket phone, baby. Certain areas I can't even talk in, and I was in one of them areas, boo. But what you want, it's okay.
So, yeah, so if this has happened to you, you may be psychic. Another one, number two, He only wants to spend time with you at nighttime or take you out only when it's nighttime. Shit.
So make personal appearances to the, you know, to the Waffle House some late night, you know what I'm saying? Go see a movie.
I'll take it. Oh.
Are you okay over there?
Oh, Lord. Hold on. Put a new song on right quick. I'll be right back. Oh. Right. Hold on. Give me 2 minutes.
Well, I'll continue to talk while I give you 2 minutes.
This is dedicated to a special sister.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Hello?
You all right? What the hell are you over there cooking? Some hot dogs and caught on fire? What's going on?
No, my man was cooking some on the stove, and he forgot about it. All the water boiled out, everything boiled out. I go in the kitchen, and the pot is on fire on the stove. It's just...
Oh, man.
He totally forgot about it.
Get your thoughts back, baby. You all right?
I'm fine.
Open the door. Let the smoke out.
No, he got it. He got it. Oh, Lord. Okay. So, let's get back on path like a small change of thing. Okay, where was I at?
Louis, you had left. You was actually explaining their position in a side chick relationship. The position,
yes,
that
okay.
They hold.
Okay, so I was saying that he only, you know, the last part was saying that he only wanted to see you at nighttime.
Wow.
So that was number two. Okay. So number three, you've never met any of his friends. You may be the side chick. Mm-hmm. Number four, anytime you guys are supposed to go out, there's always, and it's car broke down. It's his kids. It's always something, but I'm going to let you go to the next one. You don't hear from him. You wonder where he at. You call him, he's going to voicemail. He ain't told you nothing. And you find out the next day that, oh, this happened. Oh, oh, that happened. So that happened to you. You just may be a side chick. He never spends the night at your house. Always leaving before 10 o'clock. He leaving like 9:45. Never
get it in there real quick. Shoot, okay, 9:45. I need to be knocking the boots about 8:30. You know what I mean? Get home.
got to get out of there. Yeah, because wifey at home, so he got to get out. He got to leave. So he never spends the night. What man do you know don't want to spend the night at his girl's house? Don't ever spend the night at his girl's house. Come on now. Here's another one. You don't know where the fuck he lives. You don't know where the fuck he lives. You guys have been dating for months, and you don't know where he lives or even the vicinity where he lives. They say you've been dating maybe 6 months and you don't know where he lives at. Think about it.
Yeah. It could be the side chick. You don't know how to get in touch with him. You can't even send him a letter.
So, okay. Just gotta hope he call her. And the last one I had, and you can chime in, small changes, which ones you got to say. Of course, you never, ever see him for holidays, especially Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, he disappears. Usually, you guys' holiday is on February 15th.
She gets her thing the next day after Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, he got to put all that work in with the wifey. But shit, he'll stop by the dollar store, grab a couple of little candy, a few little flowers and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And here, baby, she excited about that,
Yeah, that's the side chick holiday. It's February the 15th. It's the side chick holiday. So those are ones I had broke down. Did you have any that you wanted to add, small change?
I mean, it's crazy. Like I said, all I can really speak for the situations that I had, because, hey, I must admit, I was one of those guys also, too, And the fact of the matter is that, man, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of time. A lot of money. You know what I'm saying? So, if that's something you want, it can actually be done. But trust me, it's a lot of work at it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Especially with these phones, I had one. This was years ago. He sent a text to me trying to send me. I was like, huh? I said, listen, you ain't got to lie. You meant to send it to somebody. You trying to send it to somebody else. And, he's like, oh, then he signed it with it and set stuff. Well, I'm just like, dude, come on. For real? He's trying to text me and text her at the same time. And send me her text.
But listen, the girls, they play the same game also, too, now. Because, and I just say it like this, women are definitely slicker than KY jelly. It's snowing outside, and he can talk about let me get a shovel, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's just how much he got him.
So you said we slicker than KY jelly.
Slicker than KY jelly. Oh, man. Yeah. I ain't afraid to say it. I done ran cautious, I done been played. The game is shitty, but it's fair sometimes, So I learned a lot from it, a lot of stress. And like you said, the thing about us men is that's the worst thing that we can ever have is someone playing on us.
Because
we figure we sharp, But see, the fact of the matter is, is we done taught them, we done taught y'all the game. And y'all just done perfected because remember I told you about how a friend of mine used to tell her husband, come on, baby, go to Walmart with me.
Yeah, you told me that story.
Yeah, boom, you know, she at Walmart, you know what I'm saying? But shit, she doing other things also, too. I already got some, she get home with bags and stuff like that. Shit. You know, she know he ain't going to want to come. You know, that's why she asked. Because she know he going to say no. You know what I'm saying? So that just opened the door for her. Come on. You know? So.
Yeah, check this out, man. I told you the internet is a motherfucker. I actually found they have on the internet ways to be a side chick. Things to do if you want to be a side chick. Yeah, can you believe that? Can you believe that shit?
No,
it's instructions for you to be a side chick. So I'm going to, you know, go into them lightly. They had like paragraphs and stuff. So the first thing he said, you want to be a side chick, you got to give him space. Must give him space. The second one was that you need to refrain from heavy talking. So don't be trying to talk to him too much. Three, they said, you need to go with the flow. If you want to be, yeah, this is crazy. I'm just like, this shit is crazy. This shit is actual. This shit doesn't mean,
we got the rules, we got the rules to the game. That's
like,
true. We got the rules now. Let everybody know what the rules are.
Okay, and they said, you need to go with the flow, you know, and that goes back into, you know,
I agree with that.
I call
you.
Yeah,
I call you. Don't call me.
Yes. Yep. Don't ask him questions. Do not ask him.
That's a real good one. Yeah. Don't ask him questions about what you're doing. Just enjoy your time that you're spending with him right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters right now. You know what I'm saying? We talk about what you want to talk about, right? You know.
And here's another one. He said, do not try to celebrate holidays and birthdays.
Oh, bam, bam, bam. Oh, man, who came up with this? That's real. Yeah, she should look for the holidays and the birthdays and things like that because she already knows that the man is obligated to his wife. And what we got on the side, you know, whatever the gratification that she's getting out of it, as long as he make it happen. And if she played her position, that goes back, like I said, God bless the dead, what my daddy told me. Find out what position are you playing, son.
Yes.
Real thing. That's real.
And see, the next one was a small change. Just said this one. See, he just said this one. Let him get in touch with you first, which means you don't be calling him, asking him, when am I going to see you again? Can we hang out? You need to win.
When I see you. And when I see you, that's on his own.
Yeah, so you go on his schedule.
Exactly.
The next one was, you need to always look your best if you're going to be the side chick. You need to always
look your best. Personal chances mean everything. Yeah, you want to be looking excited. Yeah, when he see you, man, you know, you want to be like, ooh-wee. You know, hey, girl, I've been waiting all week. Let's get this thing in now. You know what you're here for. You know what
I'm
saying?
Okay, the next one, you need to make him think that he's the only one.
Of course. Ooh, daddy. daddy. Oh, you're killing me. Hold on, daddy. Give me a break. Yeah, of course. She's going to pump his ego up.
So structure, you need to stroke his ego if you want to be a side chick.
But then the side chick, you know, he know damn well after he gets done doing what he's doing, he better leave something on the dresser. You know what I'm saying? Because if he doesn't,
they still do it. Do they still do that now? They keep money on the dresser.
Do you think she just? I don't think that she's in it just for the sex. She's in it for the benefits. You know what I'm saying? The side chick, you know, hey, she's in it for benefits. You know what I'm saying? Profit sharing. You know what I mean?
Profit sharing.
Getting her hair done. Getting her nails done. You know what I mean? Hey, she don't have to make no personal appearances with him because she making personal appearances with the next guy. You know what I mean? And so the next guy, he might even be telling her how to get that money out of him. Baby, this is what you do. When he ready to try to get it in, hey, baby, what's wrong? Oh, they just, my car paying it. Oh, I just can't do it like this, baby. I mean, you know, I got so much stress on me. I can't have sex when I have stress. Oh, come on, baby. What you need? I know I need at least a good $350, $400. You're going to get that to me.
But a man still, I don't think men fall for that. No, I think back in the day.
He falls for it. Of course he's falling for it. You know, if she does it right, you know what I'm saying? If she put him to the point where, you know, like, hey, you know, because once he get with her, you know what I'm saying, he can be who he really is, see, because he can't do that with the wife. You know, he going to, you know, hold that head. Don't give him none of that good old fire here. What are you going to do? That nigga going to the bank. Baby, we're going to hit the metro as soon as we reach here. You know what I'm saying? If she knows, she know how to play him. You know what I mean? Why you think she decided to? She playing to win. You know what I'm saying? And then if she's professional about it, you know, like, hey, he coming out of his pocket anyway. Because let's face it, what type of guy gets a side chick? What type of guy would you say he might be?
I would say, definitely one with some money. Both guys right, would.
Married with children. You know what I'm saying?
He married
his high school sweetheart. Put them babies up in her. It used to be explosive, but now it's not. It used to be every day he can get it, but shit, now it's once a month. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what the reasons may be, but, you know, like, hey, you got some women out there that are taking advantage of the situation. You know?
Oh, big time. And see, let's go into these last two before we get ready to get out of here. The next one was don't obsess over the man. So don't be obsessed and lazy if you're trying to be a side chick. And, do your own thing. You got to have your own life. Of course, you're going to, you know, listen, but I don't want nobody to think I am condoning being a side chick because I am not. But it is what it is. It is women that are proud and happy. You know, they're proud to play that position side chick. I'm just telling you what it is. This is the day and age that we live in where, you know, women are happy to be, they no longer want to be the main chick. They don't have no problem being a side chick. And you got 10 women to every man.
You got to remember too, Miss Kitty, that it is more women in this world than it is men.
It's ten women, every one man.
Somebody's going to be sharing somebody always. I don't care what you do, somebody's going to be sharing. You know? You might think he's yours, but he's somebody else's too. Just like he might think she's his, but she might be somebody else's also too. So, my thing is this, if you're going to play the game fair. And keep it real and play it right. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people got hidden agendas, you know what I'm saying? But shit, now you can just be straight up with them and tell them, hey, like, hey, this is what it is. You can either go for it or you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? But at least give a person an option, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback on you what you just said because, you know, that was the last one. You know, get out if you're not happy. You know what it is when you get into it. You know, don't go into it trying to change what it is.
See, that's what a lot of people have to understand also, too. Like, even with women, you know, that, baby, if it's about furniture, say that's what it's about. you need furniture. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring the brother on and make the brother believe in this, this, and that, this, and that. And you already just had this hidden agenda, and you just want to get this out of him or get that out of him. So you might want to just straight up ask him. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have a little fun? I need a little help. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's right.
You call his phone. Did it pick it
up? Oh, okay. My fault. So we're going to overtime, so this, all the songs just start playing. But you guys, we, like I said, we have so missed you. Just glad, we're glad to be back. Happy New Year to you guys again. Now, we are here normally every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific. So you can catch us next week on Wednesday. Let's just something happen. You know, I'll let you know. Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Central, and 11 p.m. Eastern on Wednesdays. And on Fridays, I'm going to start back the, I don't know if I'm going to do it. I may do it tomorrow. I just may do it tomorrow. But
you
ready to bring back the, bring back the music shows. I told you guys I was going to start back doing, bringing that back for this year, 2015 and some other stuff. So, still working on some other stuff, but, you know, it'll be coming. It will be coming soon. So I may do a show tomorrow. I just have to see. May do one. You'll see it. You'll see if I do one tomorrow. But, you know, it'll be some hot music. I have to see what's on my switchboard. I may do just to mix it up. Just mix it up and have some fun, you know, and with you guys, because I just miss you guys. I just really did. Really miss being on air, but, you know, just enjoying the family and, you know, enjoying the rest of the end of the year. You know, I just hope, and we hope you guys had a wonderful holiday. We forgot to wish you guys a wonderful holiday, you know, holiday. So, you know, we had a new year. We got some things that's going to be popping, and we're excited, as always. As always. Make sure that you guys, we still got a couple items for the new items. Get ready to go up there at kittycatcloset.com. So always make sure that you visit us over there. Also, you can go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/ELAVASE. You can go over there. We are also on Twitter at twitter.com/kittycatcloset. And, of course, we're also on Facebook. So you can find us. We're all over the social media, you know, Google Plus. We're out there. We are out there. And if you guys have any topics, you know, small changes on Facebook, you can find him over there. You can shoot him inbox. You can shoot me, Kitty Alavase, inbox, Twitter. Anywhere you can find us, you can shoot us inbox if you have a topic that we, you know, because this show is, you know, the show is for you guys. Choose a topic that you want to discuss, and we would definitely discuss it. So, you know, we want to hear from you. You know, we definitely want to hear from you. So make sure that you do. Make sure that you guys are doing that. Now, we're going to get ready to get out of here. So we appreciate you guys listening in and, of course, all of the support. And Small Change and I will see you guys back next Wednesday for Wet Wednesday.
Excited.
Right? All right.
Excited.
Let's see. So let me put on some out music and we'll see you guys. Mwah. Kisses.
Bye for now.
For some mindset, we ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Pardon me, love, but you seem like my type. What you doing tonight? You should stop by the site. We could roll some weed, play some records and talk. I got a fly spot downtown Brooklyn, New York. Now I know you think I wanna fuck, no doubt, but tonight we try a different route. How about we start with a salad, a fresh bed of lettuce with croutons. Later we could play a game of chess on the futon. See, I ain't got to get in your blouse.
The Kitty Cafe. All day.